Obadiah was in danger. The combat servitor walked into the practice cage, slow and idiot stiff, until the cage door clanged down behind it, its combat protocols engaged, and there was nothing idiotic about it anymore. A psychotic vestigial intelligence glimmered in its eyes. Drool ran in sheets from its mouth, a side effect of the combat drugs pumping around its body from the brass apparatus embedded in its back. Half the skull was replaced by steel. What skin it had left was corpse grey, puckered and puffy around its implants. One hand had been replaced by a motorized circular blade. The other arm had been severed halfway to the elbow, and a wickedly edged sword grafted in its place. Its muscles had been thickened to a grotesque size by growth agents, the legs lent further strength by piston-levered calipers. The servitor wore the same heavy rubberized bodysuit that all the servitors Obadiah had ever seen wore, and when he had activated it for the session, it had looked little different from its peaceful peers, those that cleaned, cooked and carried for the 13th Legion without demur. No longer. Electrical power surging through its remade body revealed its true nature, a murderous machine man programmed to do its utmost to kill its opponent. For a moment, the neophyte considered that he might have made a mistake. Then the servitor's saw blade buzzed into life. It lurched into a staggering charge, and Obadiah had no more time for doubt. Obadiah fought with a simple steel gladius taken from the training room's armory. He was not yet entitled to his own, and he probably never would be. So alien at first, the heft of the short-bladed sword had become intimately familiar to him. It fit his palm perfectly. It felt right. Now that rightness sickened him. He would never be presented with the blade he had striven so hard to win. The practice sword was the failing promise of a future he would never see. Only months away from the end of his training, Obadiah had been tainted and was therefore unworthy of the Legion. The servitor swung the heavy buzzsaw up and over its head as it closed. Obadiah screamed full in its face, giving voice to his anger and shame. Bracing the gladius's blade against his left hand, he caught the saw blade on his weapon's edge. Sparks showered from the metal and hissed onto his bare skin. He welcomed the pain. The sense of impending death sharpened his immature reflexes. If he were to fail, he would at least feel like a legionary once. The servitor was enormously strong. Obadiah's muscles protested against the pressure it put upon the blade, and yet they held. The servitor growled, blowing aseptic breath over his face. Obadiah went with the servitor's attack, turned its motion against it to fling its great mass to one side, and he marvelled at his own strength. He was still amazed at the power he had been granted. Not very long ago, he had had the spare muscles of any youth, but now his arms were thick and powerful. For the last 2 years, synthetic biochemicals had driven his metabolism into overdrive. Supplementary organs moderated every aspect of his physiology. When their work was finished, they would bring perfection to the randomly created, misfiring systems of nature. What had taken millions of years to evolve into a clumsy, unfinished state, the Emperor had perfected in mere decades. Obadiah was 4 months from his final assessment, and not grown fully. There was still an ache in his throat from the last round of implants. He had yet to attain his full height and his full might. The man-machine he battled was among the most potent training tools in the armory. It had been created to test a full battle brother to the limit, and as Obadiah angrily reflected, he was not a legionary yet. Animalistic roars blared from the vox unit implanted into the combat servitor's chest. It moved with a smoothness that was an absurd contrast to its ugliness. Turning its stumble into a devastating attack, it swung its entire body around, arms fully extended, sending the gleaming sword point speeding through the air towards Obadiah's midriff. Obadiah bent his belly back. The tip scraped over his stomach, opening a shallow scratch. The machine whirled, bringing its whirring saw blade into a horizontal following attack. Obadiah barely caught the motion in time. A clumsy parry jarred the sword in his hand so hard his fingers became numb. He readjusted his grip as he danced back. He could almost hear Sergeant Arcus. "You're gripping it too hard, lad." Careless, he scolded himself, unworthy.